בתוך התחין, היה יומנה אותה מקרוב. לימינו מניין עולם מכיסא דוד, דוד עבדך. הוי מהך לתוך התחין. We're doing אהבת חסד. We're in the first section, the first chapter, the sixth paragraph. We had discussed how much does the Torah obligate one to give alone, and the Chafetz Chaim said he has no proofs, he's not sure. It seems that everyone according to what they think they can manage. And now the Chafetz Chaim says, "Ve'al kama zman mechuyav lalvot lo?" And how long do you have to give a loan for? Someone comes and asks you for 100 shekel. Are you supposed to give him a loan for 30 days, for a year? How long do we have a mitzvah to give a loan for? So again, the Chafetz Chaim says, "Mistabra, it would seem dezeh talui gam ken lechol echad kefi asagat yado." Every person in accordance with what they can afford. Ve'imen yechol lalvot rak al zman yom o yomayim. And if you could only give a loan for a day or two, en mechuyav yoter. You're not obligated to more than that. ולהפך, and on the contrary, אם יבקש ללוות ממנו על יותר מ-30 יום, וידו משגת לזה, if someone asks you, he's asking you for a loan for more than 30 days, and you could afford that, נראה צריך ללוות לו, it would seem that you have to give him that loan as well. That it depends on what you could afford. Again, the Chafetz Chaim doesn't seem to have sources. The Chafetz Chaim says, this is what seems to make sense to me within the mitzvah of giving a loan, that you have to just figure out what works for you financially. And again, we'll add what we added last time, that it would seem that the Chafetz Chaim assumes that we're going to calculate the risk, meaning what are the odds that I'll get it back. It's very good that the guy tells you, I need a loan only for a day, but will he really pay you back in a day? So that, of course, is something that every person has to calculate as well, what the risk factor is.